You should find yourself on the corner near Putney Bridge Clinic. Cross at the zebra in front of you to the other side of Putney Bridge Road and turn left. Walk along feeling free and unencumbered as Priam does after temporarily depositing Leake's baggage at the cloakroom at South Kensington Station. Wander on foot now as he does, out of old London, into the central ring of New London, where people never do anything except take the air in parks, lounge in club windows, roll to and fro in peculiar vehicles that have ventured out without horses and are making the best of it, buy flowers and Egyptian cigarettes, look at pictures, and eat and drink. Priam finds that in New London, nearly all the buildings are higher than they used to be, and the street wider, and at intervals of 100 yards or so, cranes are continually swinging bricks and marble into the upper layers of the air. Violets are on sale at every corner, and the atmosphere is impregnated with an intoxicating perfume of methylated spirits. On your right, you should be approaching an establishment where you can take tea, the long red frontage of Café Rouge, with its revolving door and dark glass windows sprayed with French captions, Le Salade, Café, Tea, Liquor, etc. A place like this is where Priam decides to rest when he reaches Piccadilly Circus. Enter and do the same if you wish, or just stand outside and take in the scene of customers refreshing themselves. The establishment that Priam enters is like a kind of boudoir, thickly populated with tables and chairs, and except for two tall, elegant creatures who stand together at the other end of the boudoir, the chairs and tables have the place to themselves.
How can I help you?
Some tea, please.
And what do you want with it?
With it?
Crumpets or tea cake, sir?
Tea cake, please.
Right.
While he waits, he pulls out Leake's pocketbook, previously only known to him by sight, and surreptitiously examines it. He has not for many years troubled himself concerning money, but the discovery, when he paid for the deposit of luggage at the cloakroom, that only a solitary sovereign rested in the pocket of Leake's trousers, has suggested to him that it will be advisable sooner or later to consider the financial aspects of existence.
Now, what do we have here, then, Leake, my man, in your pocketbook? Yes, 2 banknotes of £10 each, 5 French banknotes of £1,000 each, and a number of Italian banknotes of small denominations, all amounting to, around £230, I should think. What were you doing with at least 2 years' wages on you, and what for, you rascal? Sadly, I will never know, for you will no longer be here to shave me, nor tell me that my hair must be cut, nor register my luggage and secure my seat on long-distance expresses. Well, at least this amount here is enough to pay for a hotel for a while. Yes. What else is here? A folded-inch rule, some postage stamps, and... What's this? Photograph of a woman. Who's this? I have no idea. Pleasant enough face. About 40 or so.
Your tea, sir.
As Priam replaces the pocketbook in the pocket of Leake's coat, his hand encounters the letter which arrived for Leake in the morning. Arguing with himself briefly whether he ought to open it, he opens it.
Dear Mr. Leake, I'm so glad to have your letter, and I think the photograph is most gentlemanly. But I do wish you would not write with a typewriter. You don't know how this affects a woman, or you wouldn't do it. However, I shall be so glad to meet you now, as you suggest. Suppose we go to a variety show, together, tomorrow afternoon. Saturday. The Empress is very good, I have heard. You will see it in the Telegraph and also the Times. I will be there when the doors open. You will recognise me by my photograph. but I shall wear red roses in my hat. So, au revoir for the present. Yours sincerely, Alice Challice. P.S. There are always a lot of dark parts at the Empress. I must ask you to behave as a gentleman should. Excuse me, I merely mention, in case, A.C.
Infamous leak, thinks Priam. This gives one explanation of the mysterious little typewriter which he always carried. Priam glances at the photograph in the pocketbook for a while, then reaches for his telegraph, turning to a certain page. Priam will be here for a while, so please finish your tea if you've ordered it. If not, then move on from outside the cafe and make your way along to the end of Putney Bridge Road and turn right, and then turn to the next scene.